there. They've got more people per square mile in China than they probably do in the state and in the city of New York. So there's no way to except to explain that they're such close proximity. They're bound to have a lot more cases. They got a lot more people than we do in the United States, and so it's going to be horrible over there. We've got the luxury here of having room to move around, and if we'll just be smart about it, everybody can pretty much carry on their lives, being careful, and not make a whole lot of accommodations for this. But
all
anyway,
right. we have to get to Papa John's house sold. So call Eddie Bader.
322-0662.
And,
all right, guys.
Hey, listen, thanks, Papa John. If you got to spend time with anybody during this whole mess, you can't do better than Bader. Eddie's fun. It's a little bit past four. The president is speaking at this moment. And he is, again, I don't want to hear the word no. He's told the FDA to cut the crap, cut the red tape, get it done.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Let's hear it for the grocery workers, for making sure we all have food. They're dealing with the jerks at their work right now for me and you. Yeah, let's hear it for the grocery workers, the cashiers and the cleaning crews. They all should get raises because they're going to work and pulling us through. Let's hear it for the grocery workers. People's being rude, they're still supplying food. Let's hear it for the grocery workers. Feeding me and you, they're gonna get us through.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today announcing plans to reduce FDA regulations, making it easier for doctors and hospitals to use some drugs officials believe could ease the symptoms of those diagnosed with coronavirus.
As we race to develop a vaccine, we're also pursuing antiviral therapies.
The virus is now blamed for more than 150 deaths in the U.S., with more than 10,000 sickened by the disease. Both of those numbers are expected to rise in the coming days. A family of four could see up to $3,000 directly deposited into their bank accounts under the White House plan to help ease the economic impact of coronavirus.
We are determined to support this economy.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the proposal would provide at least $1,000 for each adult and $500 for each child. The Senate is currently working on the legislation. America is listening to Fox News.
Get this problem fixed, and then we'll get back into business real, really quick. We'll open up our country, we'll open up our society, the world will hopefully open up.
The president also doubled down on his 15-day corona guideline. Avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. Avoid non-essential trips outside the house like shopping.
Way back when in 2020.
Avoid bars, restaurants, and food courts. Instead, use drive-through pickup.
You were told not to go outside.
We're asking the younger generation to stop going out in public places.
West Coast to Boston, such a creepy feeling.
And spreading virus in grocery stores and grocery carts.
Store shelves are empty. Oh, how freaked am I? COVID-19. No, we can't dance together. We can't dance together. Just calm down.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Greg Rosie and the much beloved and glorious Terry Adams. And we just got a call from somebody who heard. And I'm only going to mention this once. Somebody in Prattville heard that they might impose a curfew. First of all, I don't think that's going to be a local decision. I don't think there's any need for that.
It's kind of self-imposed right now.
It is. And talk about martial law and all this other. Why would they institute martial law? Who's rioting right
exactly.
now?
Exactly.
There's no riots. Yeah,
people are choosing not to do anything.
I mean, in a city like Baltimore, I could see it because the mayor has to go on TV and say, please stop shooting each other so we have hospital beds available for people to get this corona thing. That is the obscenity of that level of ignorance and stupidity is beyond my comprehension.
Or in Philadelphia, where they're not, the police are not
arresting people for crimes. That why don't you just say, hey, go rip people off. We're not going to touch you. Those mayors are assholes. And our leadership locally has got to be better than that.
And they are.
And it is. So we welcome Mayor Willis. I invited him to call back this afternoon from Elmore County.
Mayor Reed.
You know, Sparky had an interesting point a minute ago. People per square mile. China, 395 people per square mile. America, 93.16 people per square mile. So they have, what, four times more people per square mile than we do?
How many people per square mile in Italy?
Good question.
Italy's problem is this. First of all, the jerk off, the prime minister, was worried that the Chinese people would feel offended or be treated in a racist manner, so she starts a Hug a Chinese program.
Well, keep in mind that Italy has the most aged population of all Europe.
That's the other part of it.
Yeah.
They do, and 99% of those who died had underlying medical issues.
Right.
That's been the case everywhere with this thing.
It's the compromised immune system of an older person with other problems. That's the problem.
Now, I am certain that local officials are, you know, talking to police and first responders. I can say that with authority, but that's just in case. That is not a plan.
That's right. It's a difference. Huge difference.
And I think that would do more. I think it would do more to raise the panic level. How many cases now? 68 in Alabama. No deaths. We're not going to live like this forever.
No.
I think by April 5th, this thing should have plateaued.
And only 11 of our 67 counties have been affected so far.
So why would we need martial law? We don't need martial law. There's no, I have nothing in that regard. Obviously, our first responders are always in the loop when there's a situation like this. But I certainly hope our mayor doesn't do what mayors in Philadelphia and other places.
Surely she's got more sense than that.
Mayor,
not governor. Yeah.
Yeah.
533 people per square mile for Italy. So it's more than China.
Yeah. But again, they're packed.
Yep.
You know,
like sardines.
Those of you who've been to Italy, they're kind of, stacked on top of each other in the cities. So that's if right. I'm in Italy, I'm looking for a mountain to go visit. let's talk to Tim.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Going good.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you a lot of that stuff is coming from Facebook. I saw a post yesterday, how people send out the private messages, like group private messages or whatever.
Yeah.
They sent out this private message that said it's been announced that the National Guard is being mobilized for, the martial law thing and all that stuff. And I said, listen, I know you're not real smart, but you keep spreading this stuff on Facebook. I plan on going to Walmart later to get some toilet paper and hot dog buns. And if there's not any, I'm coming to your house to use your bathroom.
There you go. I like it.
Because people are spreading this stuff. It's like hysteria. They believe anything they hear. Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculous. And, it's almost like people have lost the ability to think critically about what they're reading.
They have.
Absolutely. And there are people prone to, and look, I hate it that my daughter is hearing this stuff. And she's really upset. And I spent a lot of time with her this afternoon saying, look, take a step back, take a deep breath. Here's what's happening in Florida, 360 cases. 1,500 people tested negatively. They've got a testing thing right down the street from her place if somebody needs it. But they don't want people going there unless they actually have symptoms. My doctor's office, if you have symptoms of corona, they direct you to one of the places where they're treating that. But for everything else, they're open.
As it should be.
Right. Well, I had the flu when I was in Mexico, and it took me, it was a bad one. It took me a couple of weeks to get over it. But they said it's not coronavirus because 100% of the time, coronavirus has a fever associated with it. And I wasn't running a fever.
Yeah, we had a crud go around the building earlier this year. They had all of us, you know, struggling to climb the stairs. And that includes me for 2 weeks. They finally said I had pneumonia.
It was bad stuff, but they know the difference. They know what the symptoms of coronavirus are. They're not going to send you to be tested for coronavirus just because you have flu symptoms.
Correct.
You have to show the other symptoms also.
I appreciate the call, Tim. I got to run because we got lots to talk about, lots of stuff to cover. And just the use of the word pandemic. You know, in the Spanish flu, can't say it, in the 1918 flu, where we had far different understandings about germs and things like that. Yeah, they were pulling horse-drawn carts down the street and throwing the bodies into the back. It's not 1918, although with some of the media, you'd think it was.
What they want it to be.
Yeah, yeah. Line one's ringing. Doug.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Greg. Greg, we, because of Governor Ivey's panic button, I think she blew it up on the keyboard. Anyway, okay, so daycares are closed down except for non-essential people. So there are a lot of parents that are fixing to lose wages. Mm-hmm. I read the legislation because it affects my secretary. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of working people that are fixing to lose 2 weeks' wages. Mm-hmm. And the legislation that was signed, either yesterday or the day before, is going to pay them at two-thirds of their normal rate. All right, the guy called upset about Hyundai. I think it sucks that they're not going to pay them for the 72-hour shutdown, which could be up to 36 hours wages. I'm going to talk real fast. Greg, if you stumble, so I already know those numbers, and that's not Facebook rumor. It came from the Associated Press. Mm-hmm. If you run across the website, Greg, to tell these mothers and fathers, husbands, dads, you understand, that are fixing to lose up to 2 weeks worth of wages. I don't know. I called an attorney and he said it's either going to be DHR or file it as if it was normal. I got laid off to draw unemployment. But I mean, they're sitting at home taking care of their kids. Hopefully they can do it over the internet. But if you run across that information, would you please share it on your Facebook page for us listeners?
If you can get it to me.
Well, maybe he's talking about
what I'm saying
David
is Neeson. I don't have it. I'm asking
we'll find
you
it.
To David stumble Neeson's. Across it.
Do you have that?
Yeah, that way these parents
got the,
are at home.
You'll do it.
We got the weather dress.
Got it already.
Yeah, we're going to
awesome.
It's
thank
not
you, Greg. You're
welcome.
It's not a web address, but the telephone number is 242-5417.
All right. There you go. That's the number to call.
David Neeson.
Yes.
242.
He was on the air with us this morning.
5417.
Awesome.
All right. Eric.
Hey, Greg. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that my brother-in-law drives a truck. Uh-huh. He delivered two Humvees to the National Guard in Louisiana today. There's 23 states that have activated parts of their National Guard to help with this, so that's kind of feeding into that.
Yeah, that's understandable, too, to help facilitate delivery and medication and stuff. Yeah, but that's
right.
The people that are pushing the red button are saying, well, we're going to have troops in the streets.
Yeah,
that's
armed with
insane.
M16s and, yeah. That's not
right. Right. But I just wanted to clear that up. There are states that have activated parts of their National Guard, but you know they're not implementing martial law or anything.
You get information.
Yeah, that's I believe that's totally.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right. Yes, for clearing the air on that.
Yes.
Speaking of clearing the air, it'll be here Saturday night, 6 to 10 with Terry
sir.
And his team.
Yes, Postman and I will be here.
Were you able to talk to anybody at Infusion?
Ryan is not there today.
Are they open?
Lori was answering the phone.
All right.
You know, I wonder what cryo would do for this. I bet it would help.
Nothing that's of biological nature will survive on your skin in a cryotherapy
chamber. That's what I thought, that cold.
But Rich and I did vitamin IVs last week.
How'd that go?
Great, because I had, you know, about almost 2,000 miles of driving ahead of me, and I sailed over 5 days, 24 hours in the car, a little bit under that, because traffic was pretty minimal. But about, you know, including the driving down there, yeah, more than 24 hours.
But Nissan handled that road trip perfectly, didn't it?
The Rogue is amazing. Yeah. But I truly believe, and Rich does too, getting through these, you know, the slog of these long days and so forth, those vitamin IVs absolutely work.
Can't hurt.
Another thing you can do if you're worried about mortgage payments and so forth, if you hadn't noticed, mortgage interest rates are unbelievably low. You can get through this. You might want to call Morris Capuano and refi.
Yes.
And put your payments on hold, lower your payment.
Yeah. Smart thing to do.
It's an option. You can reach him at 409-9300, and he's a hard worker. So that's also a possibility for those of you who are concerned. I still believe it'll be sooner than later, but if you can get your home financed at a lower rate, I would do that anyway, coronavirus or not.
Exactly.
So call Morris, 409-9300. He's in partnership with Renaissance Bank. Their NMLS number is 4240-2669. And again, Morris at 409-9300. We have to take a break here. We have fallen a little bit behind. And I do have some good news coming up.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, on the phone with us is our friend Ryan Turner from Infusion Cryo and Laser. Ryan, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I was just telling everybody how I breezed through my trip to Florida thanks to that IV I had last Tuesday. And, of course, the health benefits of IV vitamin therapy are there. I wanted to make sure that you guys were open and that people could still come in and get the services you offer.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. We're going to hang in there as long as we can. We've been doing a lot of IVs, obviously. The immunity boost IV is really popular right now.
I would
get one. Therapy as well.
So. Yeah. Say that again. Immunity boosting IV.
There you go.
Yeah, we've been doing a ton of those. It's essentially just a really high dose of vitamin C to kind of help your immune system, function optimally. So been doing a good bit of those. And as for now, we're taking it day to day. But as long as we can see everyone safely, and some of the things we've done as of late is just try and schedule people where we're, you know, we only have a couple people in there at once, and then gives our nurse time to go back behind them and wipe down everything and sterilize everything really well before we get the next.
Well, before anybody spoke the word coronavirus, you guys keep that place immaculate and clean. It's a medical facility, and you treat it as such.
Yes, sir.
So I can encourage people to call you at 296-1662.
Yes, sir.
All right. And, Ryan, if you have any news or information, you can text me or call in, and we'll get you right on the air, my friend.
Sounds good. We'll do. Y'all be safe.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks.
I'm so glad because I've been talking about the benefits of the IV
for a long time
and the immune boost before I went to Florida.
Yep.
And it does work. All right, Cooter, Laurie, and Sam, I need you to hold your positions for a minute. We're running a little behind now, but We're doing the best we can.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama has ordered the closures of daycares, beaches, and on-site dining in restaurants as the state tries to contain the spread of the coronavirus. It expanded an order to all 67 counties that had previously been in place for six counties surrounding Birmingham. The order lasts until April 5th. The Elmore County Board of Education announced that a teacher within the system has tested positive for coronavirus. School officials say that up to 15 students may have had contact with the teacher over the last 2 weeks. They say the teacher works individually with students on multiple campuses. Those schools include Wetumpka Elementary, Wetumpka Middle, Wetumpka High, Redland, Eclectic Elementary, and Elmore County High School. Meantime, an Elmore County coronavirus patient was released from the hospital Wednesday morning and is doing well, that according to the Elmore County Hospital. The hospital says it's performed at least 50 coronavirus tests since opening its facility. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this first day of spring, it has been unusually warm, and it will continue mild tonight, and I think we'll stay dry. The overnight low temperature tonight down to about 64. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low 80s. Risk of showers by tomorrow afternoon, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night as a cold front approaches. Then Saturday, maybe a shower left over early in the day. Otherwise, much cooler. High in the low 70s Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. And the pollen count, once again tomorrow, will be in the high to very high range, hopefully a little lower over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
425, time for a traffic update.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have several accidents to tell you about. East Boulevard on the service road in front of Jack Ingram. We have a car upside down. It's causing a bit of a tie up there. Watch out for emergency vehicles, paramedics on the scene. Also on the East Boulevard, if you're crossing I-85, Sam's Club on your left, there'll be an accident right in front of you there. Also, Troy Highway in front of Capitol Pond, just before you get to Bell Road, there's an accident there. That one should be cleaned up by now and out of your way. A lot of congestion on the East-South Boulevard. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on the interstates. Keep it here. We will keep you updated all afternoon long. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhart Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I was going to play something amusing there, but we have callers, and I may have... You know what? The coronavirus is such a situation. I may have to relocate the roll call. How about that for drastic action?
Oh, that's drastic. God.
It is that important, isn't it?
Cutter.
Hello, y'all.
Hello. Hey.
Terry.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen the job postings for a quarantine program that was posted in November of last year?
No, sir. Will you send them to me?
I'm looking at it now on the CDC site.
Send them to me.
They posted a public health advisor quarantine program. They're looking to hire in 18 cities all around the country. From Texas to...
November of last year?
November 15th of 2019.
What are the chances?
And under the duties, the first one is highlighted is assist in planning and implementing a program for preventing the importation of communicable diseases from abroad and spread of these diseases domestically.
Send that to me if you would, please.
I'll send you a link. Where you want me to send
Thank
it
you.
To? Text, email?
Email.
I'll send you a link to email right now.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
All right. I just found this on Facebook. Listen to this. For the record, I remember a man who said we need to close our borders. I remember a man who said we need to bring our businesses home. Mm-hmm. I remember a man who said we need to become less dependent on other countries to survive. I remember a man who said we need to take care of America first. Now I know all the reasons he said those things, and I'll never forget those who purposefully got in his way. Wow. Again, if this was... You know, and the media, not even the Democrats, it's the media. They're insane. They're pushing this. How are you going to sell advertising time if you're pushing to get every business in America closed? Here in Alabama, we've already shut all the restaurants, the beaches, for 68 cases of coronavirus with no deaths. Part of this, I'm sorry, I'm just not buying in.
No, something ain't
Precautions,
right.
Yes. This, crazy. Lori.
Hey. How are y'all? I don't know.
I'm not depressed, I'm just annoyed.
I know. I but wanted to try to, you know, pep you up a little bit, Greg. Our daughters are about the same age, and mine called me crying at 7:30 this morning because... They called me this weekend, and her boyfriend put money down on a ring. Mm. And they were so excited. And now he's lost both his jobs. And she said she's probably going to be laid off Saturday. And she said we're either going to have to come back to Alabama or go to his home in Pennsylvania, which I don't want to do. And so I know how it is dealing with your daughter. You know, it's hard. That's your baby girl. And it's difficult right now.
Yes, it is.
You know, and I've offered to send them some money. And they said, no, not right now. Just let's wait.
Good for them.
And so...
The word that needs to be emphasized here is temporary. All of this is temporary.
Yeah, I told them. I said, just give it a little time. I said, if he's lost his job, apply for unemployment.
Yeah, and they're making it available immediately. They're not even making
immediately. Yeah.
And everybody is going to have, was it a grand in their bank April 6th?
Family of four gets $2,000 or $3,000? I forget.
They said four, but I don't see how that works out.
I don't either.
But nobody's going to starve. This president's
Yeah, I told them, I said, y'all aren't going to starve. I'll pack you a box, which I send them a box all the time of stuff. But I think, you know, they're just, they think, you know, the world's coming to an end.
Well, it depends, Lori. Where are they getting, I mean, I understand, but where are people getting their information? If they're getting it from a network, they're going to get misinformed and frightened.
Turn the TV off.
Well, see, they don't watch, they don't get TV, they don't do TV.
Good.
They do cable stuff.
Right.
I
would encourage the continuation of that policy.
Sir?
I would encourage the continuation of that policy.
But I've been trying to tell them Trump's saying, and she hates Trump.
Oh, look, yeah, then I can't help you.
There's your problem.
That's your problem right there. She doesn't want to hear. She doesn't want to know what he's doing. The man has cleared the deck, cut the red tape. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's the problem.
And made a way for them to get help immediately.
By April 6th. That is sad. This, and we have the media to thank for that.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Because they're more worried about him calling it the Chinese virus than all the actions he's taken to get help to people.
It's insane.
I don't know how you, I don't know what to do about that, Lori. I really don't. And if they listen to what the media is saying, they're probably blaming him for this.
Which is crazy.
Which is absolutely nuts. He was, the media, January 29th, and thank you for the call, Lori. Good luck. I am so sorry. January 29th, he called for a ban to parts of China where this thing was already happening, and the media said he was a racist.
Yep. He was trying to
stop it. And if that's what you're hearing from a misinformed but somebody you trust, what else are you going to believe? That is the problem. There is no cure except the truth for Trump derangement syndrome.
There you go. Well said.
I'm sorry. That's the only answer I can give. Sam, what's up?
Hey, Greg. First off, I wanted to thank you for taking up the morning show on the weekends. That gig. It's very thoughtful. And I'm looking for, man, normally it's just NPR. And I'd rather listen to you in the mornings than that. I was just thinking there's some kind of bad joke there about the Chinese virus. The Chinese, they've called, they want their virus back, they're going to sue us for us stealing their intellectual property, something like that. What I was going to bring up, it was about this time a year ago, I called you on your morning show, and I had a terrible respiratory failure. The VA called it pneumonia, but then we never did know really what happened. You know, lungs tried to fill with fluid.
Yeah.
And for about a week, it was bad, and then I snapped right out of it. But, it's just, there's no telling how long the virus has really been around, but I'm not saying that's what I had, but I'm just, we probably only know a fraction of what truly has happened.
True.
And, I was at the VA today picking up some stuff, and they're in full lockdown. There was one way in and one way out. And they would take your temperature, and they had a checklist, but they didn't have any finger cots out. That was the first thing I looked for. So I went right on in. But that's all I got. I had a good Chinese lunch while I still could, the buffet, and enjoyed knocking around Montgomery. Tried to make the most of it.
That'll end at 5 today.
Yeah, you can tell. Things are slowing down.
Thanks for the call, Sam. Hell, I'd have Chinese food if it's curbside, if that's the way you got to get it.
Yes.
That's what we did
absolutely.
Yesterday.
Only a maniac would think that you're going to get coronavirus from Chinese food. By the way, the number of cases in Alabama up to 77.
Wow.
Has anybody died from this?
No.
We have 3 cases in Montgomery, but one was discharged from the hospital today. This is the total over time. 14 out of 67 counties affected up to this point, and we have shut the state down.
My finance manager has a friend in Hoover that works for a big company that drives around in brown trucks and delivers stuff, and he had it. He was out of work one day, and he's back at work. He's not dead. Far from it. It's amazing.
My heart aches for Lori because the circumstances and, delaying an engagement and stuff, and I totally feel all that. We went through that. But if your kid just blindly hates Trump, that's the problem.
That is the problem. You're right, Greg. I hate to say that, but golly, come on. Well, think. Critically think.
Huck.
Yo.
You.
Greg.
Yo.
Tell you what, buddy. I just came from the busiest store
in Montgomery.
What would that
Walter
be?
Craig.
Oh, I bet.
Walter Craig. Let me tell you what. The bullets are flying out the door.
Literally, yeah.
They've got a limit on how many boxes you can buy, and the place is absolutely packed, and nobody is social distancing at all there.
Good.
But it's a good crowd. I'm sure Joe Biden would have a conniption.
Well, he'd buy his AR-14 that, there.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, High Caliber, that's where I bought mine. Isn't that interesting? And places that honor the and cherish the Second Amendment and responsible gun ownership, you're not going to need the National Guard here.
No. Well, that's right. The only other time I've seen the place busier, though, was the night before the big election.
Yeah.
Everybody was hedging their bets that Hillary was going to get in.
Yep.
And so it was a busy place. The ARs were flying out there.
Well, thank God that didn't happen. Huck, I appreciate the call. I got to take a break here because the news continues, traffic and Rich's forecast at 4:37. William L., please be patient. We'll be with you. We'll take a call right after the break.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
Turn to the experts at AC by Luquire and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC by Luquire for details. ACByLuquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
License number 84417.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a mess of accidents now. Eastern Boulevard on the service road in front of Jack Ingram. We had an overturned car there. Fire medics are still on the scene working that one. On the Eastern Boulevard, just as you cross I-85, Sam's Club on your left in front of you, there was an accident there. That one should be out of the way. Use caution just in case. Troy Highway in front of Capitol Pond, an accident there. That one should also be out of the way, but use caution just in case. Emergency vehicles still on the scene. We have a new accident, corner of Norman Bridge Road and East South Boulevard. Use caution there. It is a minor accident. Also, another minor accident in front of the TA Travel Center on the Western Boulevard. That's our second there today. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Keep it here. We will keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show realize that these are trying times. We've got a lot of things closing, a lot of things being canceled, can't find any toilet paper anywhere. But the main thing is all these things are happening to keep everybody safe. It seems that you can get this coronavirus just by being around somebody who has it. And that's why a lot of events are getting postponed or canceled. So we all sat down and talked about it and decided that our car show, scheduled for March 28th, should be postponed until things get a little more stable. Remember, postponed, not canceled. We will have the car show just at a later date. Now, that being said, the Health and Wealth Show is going on like regular business. We'll be there from 6 until 7 each weekday evening, except for Fridays when we run a classic show. And you can still call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can make your portfolio immune to anything. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the Health and Wealth Show.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama has ordered the closures of daycares, beaches, and on-site dining and restaurants as the state tries to contain the spread of the coronavirus. It expanded an order to all 67 counties that had previously been in place for six counties surrounding Birmingham. The order lasts until April 5th. The Elmore County Board of Education announced that a teacher within the system has tested positive for coronavirus. School officials say that up to 15 students may have had contact with the teacher over the last 2 weeks. They say the teacher works individually with students on multiple campuses. Those schools include Wetumpka Elementary, Wetumpka Middle, Wetumpka High, Redland, Eclectic Elementary, and Elmore County High School. Meantime, an Elmore County coronavirus patient was released from the hospital Wednesday morning and is doing well. That according to the Elmore County Hospital. The hospital says it's performed at least 50 coronavirus tests since opening its facility. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. On this first day of spring, it has been unusually warm, and it will continue mild tonight, and I think we'll stay dry. The overnight low temperature tonight down to about 64. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low 80s. Risk of showers by tomorrow afternoon, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night as a cold front approaches. Then Saturday, maybe a shower left over early in the day. Otherwise, much cooler. High in the low 70s Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. And the pollen count, once again tomorrow, will be in the high to very high range, hopefully a little lower over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello.
Now every time I go for the mailbox,
ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Sources close to me tell me that Rich Thomas just signed a 2-year extension
at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Rich Thomas. The Rich Thomas. Wow. Nothing could make me happier because, in addition to just absolutely loving working with the man, we're very good friends, the best of friends.
Well, what about your time here? Have you signed an update yet?
I am. I have a death do you part kind of.
Oh,
deal.
You're contractually obligated until you die.
Yes.
I love it. Good.
Hey, listen, if I'm not doing this, I am dying. That's just the way
I understand that. I really works. Do. I understand that.
So, Rich, we must, well, I don't know where we can go and celebrate since the governor's closed.
Must we wish.
But we'll table, no pun intended, table that date so I can hear the two glorious words that you love to announce.
Check, please.
All right, William's been waiting forever here. I hope you didn't develop carpal tunnel. Well, hang on.
No, I have not, Greg. Good afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, buddy, I can feel in your voice that all this mess with this corona has gotten you down. It's gotten me down too when I see folks just acting crazy.
You're correct, but let me point to something specific, and that was the call we had a little bit earlier with the woman named Lori, who is upset because her daughter is going through this grief. They may lose their jobs, they'll be out of work. I think most of those are going to be temporary. But her kid just hates the president, and I don't understand that. I don't know how you fix that. That is one thing I cannot advise a mother of a child in trouble. How do you fix that problem? Go to pro-Trump news. It's loaded with all kinds of stuff that is... the things have been done already. Not we're going to do this. He's doing it now. Financial aid, all of this, as fast as a giant bloated government can move, he's doing it.
He's doing a fantastic job, despite all of the opposition that he's had to go through his entire presidency. I mean, it's not surprising to me that you know, indictments were coming down and we were getting to the bottom of all this Russia hoax. Yeah. and things are looking good, you know, we're the country is doing fantastic, and then all of a sudden, wow, hey, you know, we got a global pandemic here. You know, it doesn't surprise me a bit, but the question I wanted to ask is, and it may be a dumb question to ask, is there any way through international, you know, the court system, I know there's an international system that countries use to settle differences and whatnot, but is there any way you reckon maybe we could hold China liable for
here's how
all
we do
of
that.
This?
Here's how we do that. I'll bet the president's already got this kind of a thing in plan. We offer huge tax incentives, whatever it takes, to get all of the production out of China, the pharmaceuticals, everything, and get it back over here. That's how you defeat them, because without us, they're really screwed.
Mm-hmm.
He listens to the show, so.
I'm sure he does. Because much of what's happening is what I suggested.
Greg, look here, brother. I just wanted to call in and tell you that I love you. Y'all doing a fantastic job up there. I just wanted to ask that question because I know President Trump's listening.
I'm hoping he is. Thank you so
much
for
William.
The call. Cover your ears, Rosie, because this next message may contain language that is unpleasant. Let me introduce you to a 24-carat prick. His name is Rick Wilson, and he works for CNN. So Melania Trump does a PSA. We're all in this together. And he hashtags her, be infected. This is the kind of person that's infecting Lori's daughter and others with Trump derangement syndrome and making it impossible for them to see the forest through the trees right now. This is you be infected. That's what I say. How despicable. If anybody, I don't care if it was from the Andalusia Bee and a reporter had said be infected to Michelle Obama, they would have been hung, drawn, and quartered immediately. Led to a distant place to rot. So it's not okay to say be infected to the first lady. What the hell did she do to you, Dick? I mean that. I may get spanked for saying that, but that's a risk Rosie has to take. Here's Wayne.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, what's up?
I'm enjoying the program, thank you.
Good.
I'm getting a little bit confused, though. I've been listening all day to warnings and dire predictions, even from the president, whom I fully support, about this coronavirus thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I'm gathering that you don't think it's such a great big deal that maybe everybody's overreacting. And I just wondered, I've gone into isolation because I'm old and I've got several conditions that I'm concerned about.
You're the person we need to be concerned about most.
Okay. Well, do you think it's really a big threat to us or not?
I think with what's happened up till this point and the speed at which they're dispatching and making health care available, waiving co-pays, doing all these things, if you do what's suggested, you have friends. I got people like Gary Garvin. If you needed food or something, I could call him. He'd bring it to your house. So that you just minimize exposure, because I believe they're saying April 6th. Maybe sooner than that, this thing will have plateaued already and stopped spreading.
Well, I have prepared very thoroughly, but
if you need help,
I cut off from my friends, shunning my friends, and tried to explain to them, and I think some understand. Mm-hmm. So now, President Trump seems to be taking it very seriously, so I'm going to follow his lead.
Yeah.
But many callers are kind of poo-pooing it all.
No. Here's the thing. Right now, worldwide, there are over 200,000 cases. There are millions of cases of many other illnesses, far exceeding this, with higher mortality rates.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep respect. Nobody wants to die. What the media is doing is using our natural fear of death, and few people would fear death if they had a belief in God. To scare people. So what I believe is happening is they're pushing this from an act of responsible behavior to a panic. And there's a big difference.
No doubt about that, certainly.
The kinds of behaviors that we've seen, thankfully, have been tamped down because people like our friends at Food Outlet our truck drivers have kept delivering. The shelves are being restocked. Nobody's starving.
Mm-hmm.
The medicine is getting where it needs to go. Money's going to be going into accounts of people got laid off. And it breaks my heart that Lewis from Capital Oyster Bar came in today and said, I got to close until further.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, the consequences are far and wide. But I do believe it's going to be sooner than later, and we're going to come roaring back from this.
Oh, no doubt about that. One thing that concerns me is going to give money to everybody. And some people simply do not need any more free government funds. They've gotten it already.
I agree.
And I worked all my life, and I'm just enjoying my retirement, but I work for that.
Yep, you deserve it.
I appreciate the call. If you have any other concerns, call anytime, Wayne. We appreciate it. Buddy, I really need you to hang on. And again, one of the ways we fight this is to help businesses that are remaining open getting things done. If you're working from home, you're not in a situation where your finances are being jeopardized, why not get your mower fixed? Call Lewis Lawn at 244-9191. Well, they're only open for 4 more minutes today, but they're open. Or if you need a mower, go over there and pick up a Toro, an Exmark, an Echo. Get something with a warranty and a product that can be serviced at Lewis Lawn. They carry all the steel products. They carry the Shindawa line. And a brand new product line. These are pretty amazing. It might be worth your time to stop in there someday and take a look at these. Oh, much beloved and glorious.
Oh, yeah.
They have a new line called the Ego. The Ego. These are chargeable mowers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're amazing. I went over and God bless her, Jenny showed me one of these and did a demo with it. And they're pretty amazing. I'm thinking about getting one myself. Self-propelled and very competitively priced with gasoline-powered products. But they're out there because the technology is there to make these viable and not ridiculously expensive. So it's worth a minute of your time. It's another great business. Lewis has been part of our family here for over a decade, and we want to help them, everybody. We want all businesses to thrive, but those that have been part of our group here, we're especially concerned for them. So they're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. So if you're going to Walter Craig to get stuff, they're right next door, just north of them on the boulevard, 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn. Buddy, hang in there, buddy. That was a repetitive statement.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A start. The trading was still bumpy, but nothing like the wild swings we've seen in recent weeks. With the Dow rising 188 points, the NASDAQ up 161, S&P 500 up 11. Among the gainers today, energy and tech. Gary Kalbaum of Kalbaum Capital Management on current market conditions.
I always follow those big tech glamour names. If they start doing better than the market usually follows. And that's exactly what you're seeing right now. But, you know, we have a little motto in the markets right now, and that's don't blink. So just enjoy whatever bounce or rally.
And as people are hunkered down at home, the demand for delivery is growing and Domino's is hiring approximately 10,000 workers to meet rising demand for delivery and carry out. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmowers are the trusted choice for both professional landscapers and the everyday homeowner when it comes to lawn care. When you drive a Hustler, you will immediately feel the difference thanks to the trademark smooth track steering. Named after the Air Force B-58 bomber, Hustler was the original brand of zero-turn lawnmower dating back to 1964, with nearly 1,400 dealers